რადიო თავისუფლება FM 107.4.
ეთერშია ახალი ამბების გამოშვება. საქალაქო სასამართლომ დააკმაყოფილა კიბერხალვაშის მოთხოვნა საკუთრების აღდგენაზე. ამოცნობილია რუსეთის თვითმფრინავში დაღუპული 10 პირი. თურქეთში პოლიციამ დააპატიმრა რედაქტორები და შეაჩერა პუბლიკაციის გავრცელება. თბილისის საქალაქო სასამართლოს მოსამართლე თამაზ ურთმელიძემ სამაუწყებლო კომპანია რუსთავი 2-ის საქმეზე დააკმაყოფილა კიბერხალვაშის 7 პუნქტიანი სარჩელის 2 მოთხოვნა. კერძოდ, სასამართლომ ხალვაში მიაკუთვნა რუსთავი 2-ის წილის 100% და ბათილად ცნო მის მიერ გაფორმებული ის ნასყიდობის ხელშეკრულებები, რომელთა შედეგადაც ხალვაშმა თავის დროზე დათმო რუსთავი 2-ის წილები. კიბერხალვაშის ინტერესების დამცველმა ადვოკატმა პაატა სალიამ რუსთავი 2-თან საუბარში ასე განმარტა მოსამართლის გადაწყვეტილება.
პირველ რიგში უნდა გითხრათ, რომ ყველა მოთხოვნა მნიშვნელოვანი იყო ჩვენთვის. 7 მოთხოვნიდან დაკმაყოფილდა მხოლოდ 2. აქედან ეს 2 მოთხოვნა არის კერძოდ გარიგებების ბათილობა, ხელშეკრულებების ბათილობა შეფესე გეოტრანსთან და შეფესე საქცემენთან და ამის შედეგად მეორე მოთხოვნა დაკმაყოფილდა, რომლის მიხედვითაც დღევანდელი მესაკუთრეების საკუთრების უფლება გაუქმდა და საჯარო რეესში წილების მესაკუთრე 60% წილის მესაკუთრე აღირიცხოს კიბერხალვაში, ხოლო 40% მესაკუთრე მისი კომპანია შეფესე პანორამა.
ვერდიქტი დაუყოვნებლივ ვერ განხორციელდება, რადგან 2 ნოემბერს საკონსტიტუციო სასამართლომ შეაჩერა დაუყოვნებლივი აღსრულების ნორმა. რუსთავი 2-ის ადვოკატი ზაზა ბიბილაშვილი აცხადებს, რომ ვერდიქტს გაასაჩივრებენ. რუსეთის ოფიციალური პირების განცხადებით, ოჯახების მიერ ამოცნობილია პირველი 10 გვამი იმ მსხვერპლებს შორის, რომელიც მოხვა რუსეთის თვითმფრინავის აფეთქებას ეგვიპტის თავზე. თვითმფრინავი 31 ოქტომბერს კურორტ შალმ-ელ-შეიხიდან სანქტ-პეტერბურგისკენ მიფრინავდა, როცა კატასტროფა განიცადა. დაიღუპა ბორტზე მყოფი ყველა 224-ვე ადამიანი, მათი უმეტესობა რუსეთის მოქალაქე იყო. ოფიციალური პირების თქმით, ეს არის უდიდესი კატასტროფა რუსეთის და საბჭოეთის ავიაციის ისტორიაში. საგანგებო სიტუაციების სამინისტროს წარმომადგენელმა ალექსეი სმირნოვმა განაცხადა, რომ სანქტ-პეტერბურგში ამ კვირაში 2 სამთავრობო თვითმფრინავით ჩაიტანეს 140 გვამი და სხეულების 100-ზე მეტი ნაწილი. შეერთებული შტატების ოფიციალური პირების განცხადებით, სატელიტური სურათები არ ამყარებს ვარაუდს, რომ ეგვიპტის თავზე რუსეთის თვითმფრინავი ჩამოაგდო რაკეტამ. ამავე წყაროს თქმით, აფეთქების მომენტში და ადგილას ინფრაწითელი ტექნოლოგიით გამოჩნდა სიმხურვალის ტალღა, რაც მოწმობს, რომ თვითმფრინავი შიგნიდან განადგურდა ბომბის ან საწვავის კონტეინერის აფეთქების შედეგად. NBC News განუცხადეს, რომ მოხდა გარკვეული ტიპის აფეთქება და თვითმფრინავი დიდ სიმაღლეზე ყოფნისას დაიშალა, თუმცა არ არის მტკიცებულება, რომ ის რაიმე სახის რაკეტამ ჩამოაგდო. ამავე ინფორმაციით სატელიტი აღმოაჩენდა თვითმფრინავისთვის დამიზნებული ხმელეთი ჰაერის ტიპის რაკეტის კვალს, თუ კი სიმართლეს შეესაბამება ცნობა, რომ ამგვარი რაკეტა გაუშვეს ისლამურ სახელმწიფოსთან დაკავშირებულმა ეგვიპტელმა ექსტრემისტებმა. თურქეთში დააპატიმრეს 2 მთავარი რედაქტორი, ჟურნალისა, რომელიც მთავრობის მიმართ კრიტიკული დამოკიდებულებით გამოირჩევა. ამასთან შეაჩერეს პუბლიკაციის ბოლო ნომრის გავრცელება. ეს პროცესები განვითარდა ერთ დღეში მას შემდეგ, რაც მართლმა სამართლიანობისა და განვითარების პარტიამ საპარლამენტო არჩევნებში გაიმარჯვა. თურქეთის მთავრობის ნაბიჯი მოხვა გამოცემის ყოველკვირეული ჟურნალის ნომრის გამოსვლას წარწერით ორშაბათი 2 ნოემბერი თურქეთში სამოქალაქო ომის დასაწყისი. ჰედლაინი ეწერა თურქეთის პრეზიდენტის და მართველი პარტიის დამაარსებლის რეჯეპ ტაიპ ერდოანის ფოტოს. 27 ოქტომბერს თურქეთში რეიდები განხორციელდა სხვა მედია ჯგუფზე, რომელიც ერდოანის მიმართ კრიტიკულ დამოკიდებულებას ამჟღავნებდა. მთავრობამ ასევე გადადგა ნაბიჯები ახალი ამბების 2 სატელევიზიო არხის ეთერიდან მოხსნის მიზნით. კრიტიკოსები ერდოანს და მის მთავრობას დიდი ხანია ბრალსდებენ მედიის თავისუფლების შეზღუდვასა და ზეწოლაში. თურქეთში გამომავალი მთავრობის მიმართ კრიტიკული სხვა პუბლიკაციების რედაქტორები აცხადებენ, რომ მოელიან ზეწოლის კიდევ უფრო მეტად გაძლიერებას, მას შემდეგ, რაც სამართლიანობისა და განვითარების პარტიამ საპარლამენტო უმრავლესობა მოიპოვა 1 ნოემბრის არჩევნებში. უკრაინის ერთ-ერთი წამყვანი პროკურორი აცხადებს, რომ უცნობმა პირებმა ქვეყნის გენერალურ პროკურორზე ვიქტორ შოკინზე მიიტანეს იერიში მისი მოკვლის მიზნით. გენერალური პროკურორის მოადგილე ანატოლი მატიოსმა 3 ნოემბერს განაცხადა, რომ შოკინის ოფისის მეზობელი შენობიდან 3 ტყვია ესროლეს 2 ნოემბერს გვიან საღამოს. მისი თქმით, შოკინის სიცოცხლე გადაარჩინა ტყვია გაუმტარმა შუშებმა ოფისის ფანჯრებში. ლაპარაკობს რადიო თავისუფლება, ის იყო ახალი ამბების გამოშვება. ახალ ამბებს უფრო ვრცლად გაეცნობით ჩვენი რადიოს ვებსაიტზე, მისი მისამართია რადიო თავისუფლება _GE.
It's Border Crossings with Larry London from VOA 1.
Hi there. It's Border Crossings. Yes, indeed. Here we go. Once again, you and I and the gang, requests and dedications piled one on top of another. And we are ready for an hour of Border Crossings. And we're going to start it off with a song that was appropriate for this past weekend. Thriller, one of the great Halloween songs of all time. And it, quite frankly, it's great to listen to any time of the day, any time of the year. Michael Jackson for Bemnit in Ethiopia. Welcome to Border Crossings.
Of blood to terrorize your neighborhood. And whosoever never shall be found without the soul for getting down. Must stand and face the hounds of hell and rot inside a corpse's shell.
I'm gonna do it tonight.
Stenches in the air, the funk of 40,000 years, and grisly ghouls from every tomb are closing in to seal your doom. And though you fight to stay alive, your body starts to shiver, for no mere mortal can resist the evil of the thriller.
Border Crossings and Vincent Price and Michael Jackson, that's Thriller. One of my favorite songs of all time, Thriller. I think that song has had more people dancing around the world than any other song in music history. That's what I would guess. Michael Jackson, who even in death, since 2009, has earned more money than any other celebrity who's passed on the Forbes list of deceased celebrities, with over $100 million in earnings this year. And that is a request from Bemnit, who listens in Ethiopia to Border Crossings, just like you. We're glad you're with us. If you'd like to call in, 202-619-2077. That's the studio phone number. Give us a call with your request. And if you want to win the Now 56 CD that we are giving away all month, you have to give us your postal mailing address, either on the phone or by email, bordercrossings@voa.gov. Either way, we'll take your mailing address, then you're entered into the contest, because we don't know where to send the CD if you don't give us your mailing address. I want to say hello to Mary Essien, who's tuned in today. Shank Peter, Saidu Muhammad Ali, Kapo Klee Kapo. Also heard from Carl Z. Coley, who's with us. Mary Buckman is tuned in to Border Crossings. Entine Kiffel, Meti Medhin is tuned in. We just heard from Timnit's request, and Timnit's listening. Also got mail and messages from Mateo and Wef and Awalu, who are all with us on Border Crossings. We're glad you're all here. It's facebook.com/VOA Larry London. You can send us a little message. Let us know you're tuned in. Here's a song that's been sitting at number two on the Billboard charts. This week, I guess, apparently it's moving down. Drake was disappointed. He thought this would be the one. He thought he was finally going to get a number one song in the Hot 100. It went as high as number two. And the new charts, if Ray comes in as scheduled, he'll tell you what they are. And if he doesn't, I'll tell you what is the new number one song. Here's Drake and Hotline Bling. This is from Mulugeta in Ghana. Tune in to Border Crossings.
You used to call me on my... You used to. Yeah. You used to call me on my cell phone. Late night when you need my love. Call me on my cell phone. Late night when you need my love. And I know when that hotline bling, that can only mean one thing. Ever since I left the city, you got a reputation for yourself now. Everybody knows and I feel left out. Girl, you got me down, you got me stressed out. Cause ever since I left the city, you started wearing less and going out more. Glasses of champagne out on the dance floor. Hanging with some girls I never seen before. You used to call me on my cell phone. Late night when you need my love. Call me on my cell phone. Late night when you need my love. I know when that hotline bling, that can only mean one thing. I know when that hotline bling, that can only mean one thing.
ever since I left the city. You, you and me, we just don't get along. You made me feel like I did you wrong. Going places where you don't belong. Ever since I left the city, you got exactly what you asked for. Running out of pages in your passport. Hanging with some girls I've never seen before. You used to call me on my cell phone. Late night when you need my love. Call me on my cell phone. Late night when you need my love. And I know when that hotline bling, that can only mean one thing. I know when that hotline bling, that can only mean one thing. These days all I do is wonder if you're bending over backwards for someone else. Wonder if you're rolling up a backwards for someone else. Doing things I taught you getting nasty for someone else. You don't need no one else, you don't need nobody else, no. Why you never alone? Why you always touching road? Used to always stay at home, be a good girl, you was in the zone. Yeah, you should just be yourself. Right now you're someone else. You used to call me on my cell phone. Late night when you need my love. Call me on my cell phone. Late night when you need my love. And I know when that hotline bling, that can only mean one thing. I know when that hotline bling, that can only mean one thing. Ever since I left the city,
Crossings, and you're listening to Hotline Bling from Ulugeta in Ghana. That's Drake, and that music there at the end, that little organ part, it reminds me so much of a 1950s or 60s TV show. You know, black and white. They're watching the black and white shows on the old TV. That was the kind of music they used to use for, I don't know, either a daytime soap opera or a detective show or whatever. You'd hear that organ music. But thank you very much for the request. By the way, Hotline Bling no longer number two on the charts. It's kind of moving on down. It's made room for Justin Bieber. Sorry is the new number two song. I will tell you what the new number one song is when Ray McDonald comes in and joins us for Chart Chat. He'll be a little bit late, and he's coming in about 10 more minutes, so hang around. Ray will be here, and he'll share the number one song. We'll even get a chance to hear it from the young lady who sings it. That's your clue. That's all I'll tell you. This is Border Crossings. I have some new frequencies. For those of you who can no longer hear us on the frequencies that we used to broadcast on, please ask some friends who are hearing us on the frequencies that I'm about to mention, and they'll tell you where we are, because they know. They know before we know. 4930-6080-15580-17895. Those are the new shortwave frequencies for English to Africa. We are no longer on shortwave to Asia or the Middle East. Sorry to say, but we are still on shortwave to Africa. And again, 4930-6080-15580-17895. For those shortwavers who rely on us throughout Africa, thank you very much at 1500 Universal. This is Border Crossings. All right, coming up next, here's a request from Yigirmal Asamamaw, who listens to Border Crossings, wants to hear this Don Williams song. This one is called Desperately on Border Crossings. You're listening to the VOA1 Music Network.
My heart is out of control. This old love-struck soul just lives for the moment you're around. When I hold on to you, it is all I can do just to keep my feet on the ground.
grazing. Constantly, think about you constantly. But look at what you've done to me. I'm just like a little baby. Will I laugh? Will I cry? Will I live? Will I die? It all depends upon you. And it is dangerous, I know, to be lost in you so. But I am, and there's nothing I can do. Desperately, loving you desperately. When you're not here with me, I get a little bit crazy. Constantly, think about you constantly. Well, look at what you've done to me. I'm just like a little baby. You constantly, well, look at what you've done to me. I'm just like a little baby.
With Larry London.
I wanna be high.
Crossings. And that is Lionel Richie and his Commodores, Easy Like a Sunday Morning. A home in Ethiopia requested that song on Border Crossings, and at the tender age of 66, Lionel Richie still on tour, still doing his thing, working on new music, and he posted a little online spoof of the song Hello, which is a song that he sang in the 80s, and Adele has just put out her song called Hello. They're two different songs. But Lionel playing along with Adele's song and put a little shorty video on singing his version of her song. And it's kind of a mashup, but it's a little bit of fun. I want to say hello to a bunch of folks like Nahom in Ethiopia listening to Border Crossings. We've got Buju. Rhea is back. Rhea Lorvin is tuned in Kuwait. Sasui is with us. Joseph tunes in Nigeria. Cash Love is with us. Francis from Uganda said, I love Border Crossings. Yebisira Balete is tuned in. John Michael loves the show. Eskinder is listening. Sega, Mateo, Chris, Julius, Walu, and Kwasi are all tuned in to Border Crossings today. And we've got one more song, and then Ray McDonald will come in and give us chart chat here on Border Crossings. Julius, here's your request. This is a song from Joe that's called More and More.
თავისუფლება FM 107.4.
Radio Თავისუფლება FM 107.4.
ყოველ დღე 20 საათსა და 30 წუთზე თავაზობთ ნახევარსაათიან აზერბაიჯანულ პროგრამას.
Size her gün Tbilisi vaktiyle saat 20.30'dan 21'e kadar Azatlık Radyosu'nun verilişlerini dinlemeyi teklif ederiz.
Bizi 107.4 FM'de dinleyin.
Kvisminit Kofelte FM 107.4. Radio Tavisupleba.
Crossings. That's what we're playing. We're
playing. I know what I'm playing.
Yeah, you know what you're playing. You see, a little behind-the-scenes activity. We let you in on everything. We have no secrets here.
A glimpse behind the curtain.
This is Border Crossings. And Joe, and more. And we've got Ray, and Larry.
Hey, Larry.
And it's time for Chart Chat, because we've got time change, so everything's up in the air a little bit.
Hits. Everywhere you look. I'm going to be playing songs from two huge British acts that are impacting not just the American charts, but the world charts. And I'm going to start with One Direction, because this was a big weekend for them. On Halloween night, October 31st, they played their final tour show in Sheffield, England. After they've been on the road for a long time. Hmm. I mean, these kids, well, they are to me.
Right.
I mean, they've been working basically nonstop for the last 5 years, and that's a big reason why they're taking an extended break.
Mm-hmm. And they've been saying that it's just a break. That's what they keep telling people.
Mm-hmm.
They keep saying that. It's just a break.
Look, I'm not saying it isn't. It could be. Mm-hmm. A lot of things could happen between point A and point B. But one thing that I can tell you is that their song Perfect is this week's Hotshot debut on the Hot 100, coming in at number 10. And we'll take a closer look at the boys after the song.
I might never be knight in shining armor. I might never be the one you take home to mother. And I might never be the one who brings you flowers. But I can be the one tonight. When I first saw you from across the room, I could tell that you were curious. Oh yeah. Girl, I hope you're sure what you're looking for. I'm not good at making promises. But if you like causing trouble up in hotel rooms, and if you like having secret little rendezvous, if you like to do the things you know that we shouldn't do, then baby, I'm perfect. Baby, I'm perfect for you. And if you like, let's start right now. I might never be the hands you put your heart in, or the arms that hold you anytime you want to. That don't mean that we can't live it in the moment, cause I can be the one you love from time to time. When I first saw you from across the room, I could tell that you were curious. Oh yeah. Girl, I hope you're sure what you're looking for, cause I'm not good at making promises. But if you like causing trouble up in hotel rooms, and if you like having secret little rendezvous, if you like to do the things you know that we shouldn't do, then baby, I'm perfect. For you, and if you like, then I drive it with the windows down. If you like, oh, places we can't even pronounce. If you like to do whatever you've been dreaming about, baby, you're perfect. Baby, you're perfect. So let's start right now. And if you like, cameras flashing every time we go out. Oh yeah. And if you're looking for someone to write your breakup songs about, baby, I'm perfect.
That's kind of a naughty song, kind of a sad song, too. He's saying, look, if you like, you know, cameras flashing every time we go out, if you like meeting secretly, I'm perfect for you. That's their life. They're singing about their life.
And isn't there a rumor that the song was written for Taylor Swift?
Yes, there was. There was. And, of course, that's, you know, Taylor Swift and Harry Styles were hot and heavy there for a while. So, you know, Taylor has unleashed this wave of speculation. Like, every time a superstar comes out with a song now, we're like, okay, who is he or she singing about? You know, we're all trying to dig under the surface.
Right. And I think that's true of the number two song on the charts with the song Sorry that's out right now, Justin Bieber's song, which doesn't have him in the video, but it has Hispanic dancers. Just happens that Selena Gomez is Hispanic.
Right, right. They've been sending messages to each other for a long time. The heart wants what it wants.
Right, right. And the guy in the shower looking like Justin during the award show. Remember that when they were splitting up?
We're back in high school.
Back in high school.
Come on. Jeez. That's perfect by One Direction. It's debuting at number 10 on the Hot 100. And songs are leaking right and left from One Direction songs from the AM. Songs in the AM?
Made in the AM.
Made in the AM. Thank you.
No problem.
Made in the AM. Yeah.
Made in Manhattan, my favorite movie.
It's early in the AM here in D.C. Coming out in November 13th. I mentioned that One Direction has finished their tour. They have three U.S. radio shows for December. And then they have a show with Hozier in Birmingham, England on December 10th. And that is their last scheduled concert appearance as of today.
They've got an X Factor show, too. They're going to do in the UK X Factor's closing finale show.
Oh, yeah, of course, because, you know, they are the creation of Simon Cowell.
Right, right.
X Factor was where it all began for them. And then we're going to get their next album, you know, coming up. And after that, well, who knows?
Who knows? Niall's been sending out tweets saying, for those in the tabloids saying that we're breaking up, we will be back. That's what he's saying, so we'll see. Seeing is believing.
Okay. Anyway, going from group to solo, our next artist, well, I don't think I'm revealing any big secrets here when I say that Adele's song, Hello, has been a worldwide hit. It had the most Vivo viewings in the first 24 hours, broke Taylor Swift's record, and it has just debuted at number one on the upcoming Hot 100 chart. It's the first song to sell more than 1 million downloads in its first week. 1.11 million. And we'll talk a little more about Adele after Hello.
Hello, it's me. I was wondering if after all these years you'd like to meet, to go over everything. They say the time's supposed to heal you, but I ain't done much healing. Hello, can you hear me? I'm in California dreaming about who we used to be when we were younger and free. I've forgotten how it felt before the world fell at our feet. There's such a difference between us and a million miles. talk about myself, I'm sorry. I hope that you will. Did you ever make it out of that town where nothing ever happened? It's no secret that the both of us are running out of time.
Adele just called. She said she's ditching the flip phone because, you know, now that her song has become the first song to sell more than 1 million downloads in its first week in the U.S., you know, she can afford to upgrade.
She's upgrading.
Yeah, she's upgrading.
She's upgrading.
She's going to the store and she's upgrading.
And she got herself a princess phone for home.
That's Adele, of course. And we were talking about the fact that it's interesting that the first single from the 25 album is a ballad.
Mm-hmm.
Chasing Pavements was the first single, I believe, from 19.
I love that song.
Yeah, it was a great song.
I love that song.
Yeah, talking about growing up, you know, where nothing really happens. And then from 21, I think the first single was Rolling in the Deep.
Yep, huge hit.
Up-tempo song. Mm-hmm. Adele is now known as the mistress of the ballad. The ballads are the ones that get the tear ducts flowing.
Right. It shows confidence when you come out of the gate after, 3 years mm-hmm. or how many years she's been off, and the first song off of a new album is a ballad. That shows confidence. Say, hey, here, I'm going to give you a love song, and you're going to like it.
Yeah, yeah. A lot of tinkering went into that album. Adele was saying that at first she was going to write songs about being a mother, and then she decided, well, maybe not. You know, let's go back to the drawing board. She's worked with tons of great artists. And 25 comes out on November 20th.
Now, wasn't there talk that Phil Collins helped her on some of this album, too?
I've heard Phil Collins,
Ryan Tedder, and a number of people I heard.
Phil called Adele a slippery little fish because I guess they had initially scheduled some sessions. And then I don't know if that you know came to fruition or not. I don't think Adele's issued a track listing yet for 25. Not that I've seen. I'm going to have to double check.
And it's coming out on?
November 20th.
Ooh, okay. Well, I'm going to definitely go get my copy.
So, I mean, One Direction, Adele, Justin Bieber. We are going to be seeing an onslaught of big, big hit makers, you know, leading up to the Christmas season here.
All right. Well, thank you, Ray.
Thank you.
It's always interesting. Ray brings us a chart chat every Tuesday here on Border Crossings. And you bring the Top 20 Billboard Top 20 Countdown, too, to the VOA 1 throngs.
Yeah, that's right. Every Thursday.
All right. Well, thank you, Ray.
All right, my man.
This is Border Crossings. We mentioned Taylor Swift a little bit ago. Here's Wildest Dreams. This is for Monica in Iran, tuned into Border Crossings.
He said, let's get out of this town, drive out of the city, away from the crowds. I thought heaven can't help me now, nothing lasts forever. But this is gonna take me down. He's so tall and handsome as hell. He's so bad, but he does it so well. I can see the end as it begins. Said no one has to know what we do. His hands are in my hair, his clothes are in my room, and his voice is a familiar sound. Nothing lasts forever, but this is getting good now. He's so tall and handsome as hell. He's so bad, but he does it so well. And when we've had our very last kiss, my last request is, say you'll remember. Red lips and rosy cheeks. Say you'll see me again, even if it's just pretend.
Crossings, Taylor Swift for Iran. Monica's tuned in, and that's Wildest Dreams from the 1989 album. I just read where she has had on her different various 1989 tour shows, a total of 89 guests have joined her. 89 guests. A whole slew have been music guests, Selena Gomez and Fetty Wap, and the list goes on and on of the music guests. Miranda Lambert joined her. A number of different celebrity stars have been on stage during her concerts to sing with her. She's also brought up a bunch of sports athletes. And she's had a number. Dwayne Wade was up there when she was in Miami, giving her a Heat jersey, number 13, her favorite number. Quite a few other celebrities as well, from TV. And so that is Taylor Swift. She continues to tour and continues to dominate. Five big hits from the 1989 album. I want to say hello to Ioba. Ioba is tuned in to Border Crossings. Dawit checked in as well on our Facebook page, and I thank you for checking in at facebook.com/VOA Larry London. And we heard from Michael Yadego also stop by to say hi. So thank you for listening. And in just a few minutes, we'll do the Now 56 giveaway, the CD giveaway, our contest. So that's coming up. But first, we're going to play a request from Yeezy Wise. And Yeezy said, I feel relaxed while I study and listen to your show with my school friends. I want to hear Omarion and Chris Brown, and the song is called Post to Be.
Omarion, breezy. If your chick come close to me, she ain't going home where she supposed to be. I'm getting money like I'm supposed to be. I'm getting money like I'm supposed to be. Oh, all my close to me, and all the mother know where they supposed to be. Oh, the hoe go for me. Now your chicks in the pit like post for me. Oh, that's how I supposed to be. Yeah, that's how I supposed to be. That's how I'm supposed to be. Everything all like I'm supposed to be. Pull up to the club and it go up. Make your girl fall in love when I show up. It's not my fault, she wanna know me. She told me you was just a homie. She came down like she knew me. Gave it up like a groupie. And that's facts, no printer. Cold, turn the summer to the winter. She stayed me in her phone at bestie. But I had her screaming, oh. Girl, what's it supposed to text me? Nope. You wanna know how I know what I know? If your chick come close to me, she ain't going home where she supposed to be. I'm getting money like I'm supposed to be. I'm getting money like I'm supposed to be. Oh, all my close to me, and all the mother know where they supposed to be. Oh, the hoe go for me. Now your chicks in the pic like post for me. Oh, that's how I'm supposed to be. That's how I'm supposed to be. That's how I'm supposed to be. Everything good like it's supposed to be.
Got your girl in my section finna go up. Smoking loud, about to roll up. She ain't never got high like this with a guy like this. When she pop it, tell her hold up.
Better believe she gon' leave with a real. I dig it down, can't put it down like I do. I get the boss and no discussion, gotta deal with it. Team, I swing, where about you? My she road. Yeah, yeah.
When I hit it, I'ma kill it, I'ma get it like
she wrote. You wanna know how I know what I know?
If y'all do come close to me, he gon' wanna ride off and it goes for me.
I'll make him do
I
it.
I might let your boy show for me, but he gotta eat the booty like groceries. But he gotta get rid of these to me. I might have a selling and so for me. Ooh, that's how I'm supposed to be. If he wants me to expose the freak. Ooh, that's how I'm supposed to be. Everything good like it's supposed to be.
If your chick come close to me,
she
ain't
going
home where she's supposed to be. Getting money like I'm supposed to be. Getting money like I'm supposed to be.
Getting money,
I'm with my close to me. And all the mother know where they're supposed to be. The hoe go for me. Now your chicks in the pit like post for me. That's how I'm supposed to be. That's how I'm supposed to be. That's how I'm supposed to be. Everything good like it's supposed
she
to be.
She closed her eyes.
And I don't even know her name.
No name.
But I know that she your girl. Yeah. She chose up, are you mad or not?
Along with Chris Brown, right here on Border Crossings. Okay, time now for our big CD giveaway, the Now 56 CD. With The Weeknd, Our City, Silento, Wiz Khalifa, Taylor Swift, Selena Gomez, Demi Lovato, and all the rest. And today's lucky listener of the day is Dagnachu Wolde in Ethiopia. Hey, Dagnachu, congratulations. You are the winner today, and we appreciate your support, so we're sending you the CD. We got time for one more. Carly in Kuwait. Carly in Kuwait wants Carrie Underwood from 2006. This is called Before He Cheats, a song that won the Country Music Association Single of the Year. You're listening to Border Crossings.
Right now, his
probably slow dancing with a bleach blonde tramp, and she's probably getting thirsty. Right now, he's probably buying her some fruity little drink, cause she can't shoot whiskey. Right now, he's probably up behind her with a blue stick, showing her how to shoot a combo. And he don't know. Some white trash version of Shania karaoke. Right now, she's probably saying I'm drunk, and he's a thinking that he's gonna get lucky. Right now, he's probably dabbing on $3 worth of that bathroom polo. Oh, and he don't know that I dug my key into the side of his pretty little souped up four-wheel drive.
She says that was her first single, and she was nervous to release that song back in 2006. She didn't want to be thought of as villainous and a vixen and a scorned lover who scratches people's cars with keys and smashes headlights. But that's what the song was about, and it went to number one in the country charts, did well in the pop charts as well back in 2006. Carrie Underwood announced her storytelling.
Radio თავისუფლება FM 107.4.
Radio თავისუფლება FM 107.4.
ყოველ დღე 22 საათსა და 5 წუთზე გთავაზობთ ნახევარსაათიან სომხურ პროგრამას.
Ամենօր Թբილիսիի ժամանակով 22:05-ից մինչև 22:30-ը ձեզ ենք առաջարկում Ազատություն ռադիոկայանի հայկական ծառայության պատրաստած հաղորդումը։
Լսեք մեզ 107.4 հաճախականությամբ։
Մինչ մինետ կողել դղե FM 107.4 ռադիո թավիսուպլեբա։